Coast Radio News for Friday, September 24th, 2021. I'm George Henry. After a review of cases, Lane County Public Health removed a COVID-19 case from its daily report. It was not determined whether the case was incorrectly reported or a false positive. Lane County itself reported another 141 cases yesterday. There were also 4 deaths reported for Lane County. County numbers are also indicating a slight decrease in cases week over week. The county is still reporting some success with their vaccination clinics. Nancy Berge with Arc of Lane County said their clinic on September 11th had more than 50 participants. The following Thursday, there was a clinic at the Florence Event Center, though exact numbers were not available. Coast Radio reached out to Lane County Public Health Liaison Jason Davis, but did not receive an answer. More clinics are planned for the area, though none have been officially listed on the Lane County website. They currently are only reporting clinics scheduled through the 25th. Seniors and individuals in high-risk categories could be the first to receive booster shots if the Western States Scientific Safety Review Workshop approves a federal recommendation to make booster shots of the Pfizer vaccine available. The state is reporting adequate supplies of the Pfizer vaccine to enable booster use, but not all communities have access to those shots. Whether or not the recommendation is approved should be known today. The Oregon Coast Military Museum is planning a Fall Military Heritage Day in October. The museum has scheduled a guest speaker for October 23rd at 1 p.m. Author and historian Randall B. Fletcher will speak about the role Oregon had in the Civil War. Seating is limited due to current concerns over COVID-19, and there are only 50 spots available. Reservations are suggested. The museum is also currently sporting one of 4 1942 radio jeeps that were stationed at Camp Young Army Post during General George Patton's tenure at the post. Work on the Siuslaw River Bridge decking was scheduled to occur during Monday through Thursday, but ODOT Representative Rick Johnson says they expect to be on site today for a couple of hours. The normal work schedule is for Monday through Thursday from 8:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Traffic was once again backed up on Highway 101 throughout the midday hours yesterday with 5 to 10-minute delays. The bridge is currently open to one lane of traffic during construction hours. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, September 24th, 2021.